Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey friends, I'm excited to hang out with you today. We are going to be talking about worry, anxiety, overwhelm, and all those things that we as moms often deal with, whether out in the open or behind closed doors, or maybe you're just having a bad day. But we're going to talk through six mentally calming habits that you can put into your busy schedule, even if your schedule is busy. And so in talking through these six different habits, I would love it if you just listen in and think about if there's one of them that particularly stands out to you, or one that resonates, or maybe one that reminds you of something that you need to do or put in your schedule. All right, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop in. And I just hope that if you are struggling with worry or anxiety or overwhelm, that you would just be able to listen and that this episode might just encourage you a bit today. As I said, we're going to talk about the six mentally calming habits that I do, and I also encourage my clients to fit into their schedule. Oftentimes, I work with clients and we work to make sure that they have the time to do the things that light them up in their schedule. And then this decreases worry and anxiety and overwhelm and just leads to better, stronger mental health and also having joy in your everyday things. Even though your life can be totally busy and doesn't mean you're not going to feel anxious at sometimes, but it just helps keep that all kind of under wraps. So as I said, if you are feeling kind of anxious or worried and know that that might pertain to you, I just hope that you will grab a notebook if you can and write things down. Or if you're driving, that you will just listen and hopefully take away a couple puzzle pieces and a couple small habits for you just to focus on and put into your week. I am super excited, as I said, to just jump into this topic. I know oftentimes we as moms are super busy and we don't stop, at least I know I don't, stop to even reflect on how we're thinking, how we're processing, how we're doing. And we either just kind of get into a funk, or maybe we're just kind of like, meh, but we don't understand the reason behind it. So often I just jump into things and just move forward and then think about the emotions and the feelings later. More and more, I'm just realizing that I need to take a step back and realize where I am mentally before I go jump into things, because oftentimes I'm jumping in and then the thing I'm doing doesn't really work out very well because I'm worried or stressed or anxious. So it's not as enjoyable and fun as it could be. So I just hope that if that is you, that you will just take a deep breath and maybe be able to fit in some of these things we'll talk about today. I've worked with lots of clients that have a super busy schedule and don't know how to fit in kind of fun things like date nights or walking on the beach or getting exercise or just taking care of themselves. So if you are listening to this episode and you're kind of thinking through these six mental calming habits that we're going to talk through, and you're like, I have no idea how to fit that into my already busy schedule, there's no way. Grab a free coaching call with me and we can work through that. up. We can just connect and see if that's what you need and go from there. But you can contact me at coaching, COACHING, at birdmichelle.com, BYRDMICHELLE.com, and grab a free 15-minute coaching session, and we can talk through what is the best for you. All right. And we will jump in. I know I just got back from a long vacation that was super fun, but now I feel like a little off. You know how when you're on vacation, you're having a great time, and then you come back and you're like, okay, now I got to start routines and reality again and all the things, which can be a little tricky, but we are going to just dive right in. It is a sunny day today. And it's actually going to be about like 80 degrees. So we tried to cool the house down. We'll see if that works, if it stays cool. Hopefully it is beautiful and sunny and that springtime like where you are. If you have a notebook or something to write in, that's great. If you're driving, just listen. You can always go back and pause or replay this episode, especially if you're doing laundry or all the things, right? So, 6 mentally calming habits. These are ones I work with my clients to put into their schedule because I have found that these are huge. Number one is to limit screens. So limit your use of social media, computers, phone, YouTube, all the things that have a screen, and it can be just life-changing. I've found that it can really help with contentment versus comparison. I think oftentimes when we're looking online, you only see the happy, cool, cute social media posts of this is, you know, our happy family on vacation versus this is my kid screaming and crying through Target and me dragging him there and needing to grab coffee because I am at my wit's end. You never see those other stories of real life, right? Behind the scenes. So I think that oftentimes I can feel like what I have in life isn't enough because I compare it to everybody else's Photoshopped kind of life of, this is great. We're going to Hawaii every weekend. So limiting screens, I have found, really helps. Recently, I mentioned we just got back from vacation, spring break, time with family, and I really took a break from being on screens, and I noticed how much just mentally, I feel like my brain was a bit clearer. I was able to think more and have more space. I often don't even realize the amount of extra brain power that social media is taking up, whether it be, for example, I love watching YouTube videos while I'm doing laundry. I love watching videos about traveling or about cruising or about all kinds of fun places to go. And so then I just kind of watch those and it's like watching TV, but I don't realize that that's what my brain is doing. And it's so different from how our brain takes in audio versus visual. So if we're looking at visual cues all the time, it really just turns something in our brain versus if we are listening to something audibly, it is a different part of our brain that's focusing. And so I think that I was just getting overloaded without even noticing it. So that's one mentally calming habit that you can start putting in is to limit screen time. As I said, I'm limiting the amount of time I would spend on YouTube, and I'm trying to do more audio things versus watching stuff and having you be able to look at it. There's that. I think that's super helpful. My brain is a lot calmer and able to think through things. And so I just challenge you, if you are, you know, scrolling through your phone at night, like I love to do when it's finally quiet and everybody's asleep and I kind of check up on things. I spend way too much time doing that. So it's just those little habits that we can replace for others. All right. So number one is limiting screen time. Number two is a walk. So it's proven that getting outside and getting some vitamin D will help lighten your mood. Even if you don't want to walk, when you start, you will feel better after you take a walk.
is scientifically proven. I don't have any facts, but I have heard, and I feel much better after I've taken a walk. Remember during COVID when we all took walks all the time? We would take walks around our neighborhood. Our kids would be itching to get out, and we couldn't really go anywhere. So we'd walk all the time, and we saw other people walking, other neighbors outside and walking, and they just made us feel better. We'd go play outside, or we would do something fun. Maybe watch movies outside and do that kind of thing. But just getting outside and especially just taking a walk can be really helpful in mentally kind of calming and de-stressing. Now, this can also be true with exercise that can minimize stress. I know for me, if I don't get my morning workout in, even if I'm exhausted, I drag myself out of bed and go work out because I feel so much better. And mentally, that is just how I love to start my day. I love to start it where I'm ahead of the game in my day versus my children waking me up and things I need to do waking me up, but just to mentally get up before then. So, taking a walk, getting outside, or doing some exercise can get that blood circulation and really help you to feel better mentally. So, number one was to limit screen time. Number two is to take a walk, go outside. Number three is margin. So plan for yourself, give yourself adequate time to get to places and to do things. So you will find you're far less stressed when you have enough time to get to places. I find the most stressed I am when I am in the car and I have 5 minutes to get to a destination and I know it takes me 15 and I'm trying to drive quickly and get there, but drive safely and the kids are screaming in the back of the car. And that is when I feel the most stressed versus if I leave a little early, I bring a snack, I bring some water, I plan ahead, and I plan to get there 5, 10 minutes early, and we're just gonna sit and wait, or maybe we'll just get there early and see if, at the doctor's appointment or the dentist, they can see us early. And it's so much more calming. You don't feel rushed and raced. It just is a lot better mentally. So give yourself some margin, adequate time to get to places and to do things. So sometimes things take longer. Add in some margin. Just try not to book things right next to each other back to back. Being too busy can lead to burnout. Having too many activities or going from thing to thing can definitely leave you a little frazzled and a little stressed. And this is one of the reasons that we do not do a lot of things after school. We really limit our kids' activities after school because we want them to come home and to mentally rest and to get their work done and then to go play outside and go do something else, go read a book, go do something. But we want them to have the freedom to come back home and take a deep breath. Because some days that's all that they're like nagging on each other and getting upset at each other. And you know that they just mentally need a break from school. Maybe today was a tough day. So we try just to plan just some downtime after school. And we have found that that really helps. Now, we do do sports every once in a while. One child is in sports. So, we do do some things after school, but we found that the more we can kind of minimalize it, the better that we are mentally. And then other things get put in its place, like family time, or as I said, playing outside or playing basketball or doing something else. So it all works out. Number four, stress. So take a deep breath and just think about what is currently stressing you out. Maybe it's meal planning, maybe it's managing homework, maybe it's managing your household, maybe it's feeling like you're not on top of your schedule and things are everywhere. Maybe it's work or big projects that you haven't planned out. I know for me, often it's really hard to prioritize what needs to be done when. I just kind of jump in to start working on things without prioritizing how I should be doing it. So then I'm worried and stressed at other times where I'm like, oh, I should be getting this done. And it feels like I have a lot of balls in the air versus
really planning things out to know, okay, these things need to happen first and then these, so I won't be stressed with the activities that are not done in order and the things that are suddenly coming due. Those are the things that stress me out or the things that I think about. So there may be something in the back of your head. If you're driving, of course, don't close your eyes. But if you have a moment to just take a minute, take a deep breath, and just focus on what kind of things might be stressing you out, that will really help give you a little bit of light of where you need to start first in managing your stress. Or maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a person, maybe it's something you're doing. So take a minute to really figure out what that stressor is and then what kind of solutions you can do to help that stress and manage the situation. All right. Number five might be my favorite. So we have number one, which was limit screens. Number two is take a walk, go outside or get some exercise. Number three is margins. Give yourself adequate time to get to places. Don't plan too much. Number four is take a moment to really reflect and think about what is stressing you out at the moment and start with your game plan there. And number five is rest. So sometimes we just need to place in our schedule different types of rest. Now, today, as I said, we're talking about six mentally calming habits. When we speak about rest, I did a whole episode. I don't remember which one it is, but if you go back and listen, there are actually seven different types of rest. These seven different types of rest can help mentally kind of calm your brain. So when we think of rest, we typically just think of physical rest, sleeping, napping, that kind of thing, getting physical rest. But there are actually seven different types. So as I read through these different types and kind of explain them, think about if you are lacking in one of these areas of rest, and maybe that's what you need to put into your schedule. Maybe it is putting one of these tiny things in your schedule. Physical rest, maybe you need to take a 5-minute nap after you pull up at the parking lot to pick up your kids. Mental, maybe you need to take a break from something that is causing you stress, taking a mental break, taking a break from screens, as we said. Maybe it's sensory. Maybe you need to take a break from things that you are exploring with your senses. Maybe it's creative. Maybe you haven't been able to really have a creative outlet, and that will help you find rest, mentally calming, that kind of thing. I used to color memory verses. I want to say adult coloring books, but you know, they're coloring books that are more intricate, should I say, instead of adult coloring books, but coloring books that are just a bit more intricate or have a bit more design elements to them. I realized when I was doing homeschooling during COVID and our kids were home and I needed to sit with them to keep them on task, to help them with projects, to help them complete their homework, to make sure they were on meetings when they should be and all the things, I found that coloring really helped. It mentally just gave me a creative outlet and it wasn't stressful and it helped me just take a deep breath. So maybe coloring something or doing something crafty would be helpful. Emotionally, there's emotional rest. And then there's also social rest. I know my introverts definitely need their social rest. And if I push them too hard, if too many things that we're doing, too many activities or too many social events, they just collapse. They get frustrated. They don't have time to recharge. They don't enjoy whatever it is they're doing. They need that downtime to then enjoy the other times with people. And the last different type of rest is spiritual. I think this one is key. We're going to talk about it. That's actually number six, is daily devotional time, is to get into God's word and really connect with him, because that's what our heart and our head really desire. And oftentimes we don't even think about it, right? We're like, oh yeah, I should read my Bible, right? Oh, I should be doing a daily devotion. But I found that I was so much
more calm, and I had a better perspective on life and a better perspective when things happened during my day that I wasn't prepared for, the times when I needed to pivot. I just had a much better atmosphere, character, perspective of my day, and being others focused when I was in God's word, rather than being me, me, me focused. So number six is our last calming habit. As I said, daily devotional time. Now, I know God will totally bless you as he did me when you just spend a little bit more time with him in his word. So I just pray that for each one of you, that you would be able to carve out a little bit of time. Now, it was really hard for me at the beginning, part of She Reads Truth. And I love that series because it does keep you accountable. And it's a different reading plan every month, every few weeks. Some of the reading plans are shorter or longer, but they have a podcast that goes with the devotional. And then they have a whole community who's reading the same devotional each day. And their books are just beautiful. They're designed with whatever you are studying at the moment, with that in mind. So recently we studied Matthew right before Easter and through Lent, and just walked through one of the Gospels. The book is beautiful. It has clouds on the front, and it's just light and airy, makes you feel very much like spring. The next one we are doing is The Presence of God, and that one is also amazing, and just a great follow through Easter, and then continuing to this topical study of the presence of God. So I just challenge you to find something that you connect with and you relate to, whether it be just a devotional study, or maybe you just pick up your Bible and start reading. As I said, I love She Reads Truth. It's just beautiful and elegant. And I love that you can write all over the book. I think I tend to not want to write in my Bible, but writing in these books that have God's word feels like it's, you know, it's okay. So that I would challenge you. As I said, when I first started, it was really tough. I did She Reads Truth, but I never had a good time to do it. I would think, okay, I'm going to do it sometime during the day. And then the things of the day, the to-do list of the day would push that out. And it would be evening time. And I'd think, okay, I'm going to do it right before I go to bed. It'll be great. It's calming. I'll have my time with God right before I go to bed. But I was always too tired and I would just fall asleep. So I wouldn't really get much out of my devotional time. And then I'd think, oh, well, I'll do it just first thing in the morning, or I'll do it in the morning. But oftentimes it just got squeezed out. So I realized, what do I need to do to start this new habit? So as I'm going to share this, a really powerful time management tool with you, I would love it if you used it. And if you want to let me know how you used it, I would be ecstatic. You can either email me at contact@byrdmichelle, BYRDMICHELLE.com, or you can jump into our Facebook group, Home Management for Working Moms, and come on over there and post how you're going to use this. But this is a time management tool for anyone who would like to start a new habit. So maybe one of these six that we've kind of talked through, this is the tool that I would give my clients and tell my clients to use if they were trying to limit screen time or go on walks or put in margin or trying to de-stress or trying to rest or have daily devotions. How do you start a new habit that's not already in your routines and your systems and all kinds of things? So this is called The Power of Pairing. And so I found that, as I said, I really wanted to start this new habit of being in God's word and reading She Reads Truth. So I thought, okay, when can I put this in my schedule? So I tried to put it in my schedule. It just didn't fit. It wouldn't stick. I couldn't stay with this habit. But I found that if I paired this habit with a current habit that was in my routine, that was a well-established, strong habit, then this would stick and I would continue with this habit. And after a while, it would jump into my routine. So what I did is I said, okay, I need to eat breakfast and I love coffee. I love sitting down with a nice warm cup of coffee. And so this is what I'm going to do. When I sit down to eat breakfast, I'm going to read God's word. I'm feeding myself physically and spiritually. So when I eat breakfast, I'm going to read God's word. And I can't have my coffee until I either am in God's word or I'm reading it while I'm drinking my coffee. So that kind of started a new habit. I paired it with a very strong existing old habit of having breakfast or having coffee. And so I said, every time I do this one thing, I'm going to also do this new habit. And so that continued. And then after a while, it just became part of my routine. Every morning I have breakfast, every morning I have coffee, and I read my devotional. So that is kind of a time management tool that I use, as I said, with my clients. If they're trying to put in a habit into their schedule and they're not able to stick it in there and it's just not working and they've tried and it's just not a habit that's sticking, the power of pairing is powerful. So use that tool and pair a very established, strong habit with a new one that you're wanting to create. I know that moms worry so often and anxiety, and we may even just be stressing out when we don't even realize it. So I challenge you today to think about these things that we've talked through. Think about limiting screens, taking walks outside, building in margin into your day, not being as stressed, finding time to rest, whether it be one of those seven that we talked about, and doing daily devotional time. So these things, I just challenge you to take one of them, because it can feel overwhelming to try to put all those things into your schedule. Just take one thing. Maybe it's a walk. And every day at lunchtime, you're going to make a shake and you're going to walk outside so that you can take your shake with you. Or maybe you're going to eat your lunch outside instead of sitting inside at your desk and trying to get more done. I just challenge you to take one thing and to add it into your schedule. Use that tip that we talked about, the power of pairing, if you're trying to put in that new habit and trying to really make it stick and stay. I really hope that this episode has given you some encouragement and maybe just a game plan for some calming habits that you might want to fit into your schedule. Just a few easy ways that we've talked about. I really just hope that it would decrease any worry or anxiety or overwhelm that you might be facing, like we all do, right? If you need any help, I'm always here. So you can contact me at contact, at birdmichelle.com or coaching@birdmichelle.com works too. Either one of those, if you need some help in figuring out your schedule and having more time to do the things that you really want to do that light you up and decrease that stress and that mental load, by all means, connect with me and we can find a way to revamp your schedule. So I hope that this episode has just blessed you. And until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.